Chapter 8.
Leia's dream began as it ended, with a gauze pad dragging across her torn face. The distant shriek of decompression sang in her ears, and the biting cold of thin air chewed at her nose and cheeks. Her head was spinning, her lungs aching, and she felt herself dropping into hypoxic oblivion. But she could not reach up to close her faceplate. Someone was kneeling on her arms, holding her motionless while the gauze drank up her blood.
"Not yet, Jedi Solo,"
a woman's voice was saying.
"I need more, just a little more."
Then Leia awoke, as she always did, floating in the blue liquid warmth of a Bacta tank, with her pulse pounding in her ears and angry knots slithering in her stomach. An outdated FX-4 medical droid stood at the monitoring station next to the tank, but there was no one else in the room, not even Han. The droid rotated its mushroom-shaped dome in her direction. There was a momentary delay as a central monitoring computer translated the FX query from droid speak into BASIC. Then a stilted, gender-neutral voice rippled through the auditory buds sealed into Leia's ears.
"Good afternoon, Jedi Solo. Do you know where you are?"
Before answering, Leia took a second to calm herself, trying to sort out how much of the dream had been memory and how much had been misinterpretation, or even pure fabrication. Clearly, her subconscious mind was trying to warn her about something, to make her understand that she had been betrayed. But dreams should seldom be taken literally. And really, what would anyone want with her blood? The warning had to be about something else, something that could be symbolized by blood.
"Jedi Solo, can you answer me? Do you know where you are?"
Leia sighed at the droid's insistence, then swirled her hand through the green fluid in which she was floating.
"I'm in a Bacta tank."
She spoke directly into her breath mask, which had an integrated microphone that would relay her words to a speaker on the tank exterior.
"In a hospital somewhere."
"An infirmary. Sarnes has no true hospitals."
Sarnes. Of course. The planet was deep in the Chulun Rift, the location of Lando's refinery. She remembered that much.
"You are in the recovery and close monitoring unit. Room 10, floor 5.
"What happened to me?"
"You arrived with facial trauma, multiple fractures in your left arm, and a concussion. But your recovery is well underway. Your arm has mended incredibly fast. Both of your eyes have been repaired and are completely functional. Your nose has been reconstructed according to visual references obtained from the infirmary's historical library. Your facial lacerations have been closed."
"And are expected to heal without visible scarring,"
Leia finished.
"I have a feeling I've heard this before."
"Excellent. The symptoms of your concussion seem to be receding. What else do you recall?"
Leia thought for a moment, fighting to retrieve any memory associated with Sarnes.
"I recall being in an office with Lando and Han."
As she spoke her husband's name, Leia's heart climbed into her throat, and she found herself close to panic. Could that be what her dream was about? Could Han be the blood that was taken from her? She had no memory of what had happened to him after the astrolith impact. But that was no comfort, as she could not recall what had happened to her either.
"What else do you remember about the meeting? Who else was there?"
Leia did not even try to recall.
"Stop trying to diagnose me. Just tell me where my husband is."